Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Bath & Body Works, a name most of you are already familiar with in the personal care and home fragrance space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, where it's stumbling, and what the future might hold for long-term investors like yourselves. Whether you've been holding this stock for years or are just eyeing it for your portfolio, stick around as we break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats surrounding Bath & Body Works with some juicy insights sprinkled in to keep things interesting. Let's start with a quick snapshot of who they are and where they stand. Bath & Body Works operates in the specialty retail industry within the consumer cyclical sector, focusing on soaps, lotions, candles, and other personal care products that have become staples in many households. They've got a massive footprint with thousands of stores, primarily in the U.S., and a growing online presence. With a market cap in the billions, they're a significant player, but as we all know, retail can be a brutal game. So, let's see how they've been performing and what's been making waves recently. Looking at their recent performance, Bath & Body Works has shown a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has had some volatility, with performance over the past month and quarter reflecting broader retail sector challenges. However, zooming out to a one-year and five-year view, there are signs of resilience compared to industry averages, which tells us they've got some staying power, even in tough markets. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves, particularly around store optimizations and digital investments, which we'll dig into shortly. Now, let's get into the meat of this analysis, with a full SWOT breakdown, tailored for you long-term investors who want to know if this stock deserves a spot in your wealth-building journey. Strengths. First up, let's talk about their brand power and market position. Bath & Body Works has carved out a loyal customer base with their signature scents and seasonal offerings. Their revenue figures from recent years, pulled straight from their income statements, show consistent top-line performance, even in a competitive retail landscape. This isn't just about selling candles, it's about owning a niche that keeps customers coming back. Another big plus is their profitability metrics. Looking at their gross profit margin and net profit margin from the latest data, they're maintaining healthy levels compared to many peers in the specialty retail space. This means they're not just generating sales, they're keeping a good chunk of it as profit, which is music to any investor's ears. Cash flow is another feather in their cap. Their free cash flow yield is solid, and operating cash flow trends from the cash flow statements suggest they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather downturns. For long-term holders, this kind of financial stability is a green flag. Lastly, their latest earnings call for Q4 2023 highlighted a strong holiday season performance with impressive net sales growth. They're not just coasting, they're capitalizing on peak shopping periods, which shows operational savvy. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Bath & Body Works isn't without its flaws. One glaring issue is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises eyebrows for those of us thinking about long-term sustainability. Too much leverage can be a ticking time bomb if retail headwinds pick up, and they've got to manage this carefully. Another concern is their current ratio and quick ratio, which suggests liquidity isn't as robust as we'd like for a company of this size. If unexpected challenges hit, they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without dipping into other resources. Performance-wise, while they've held up over the long haul, shorter-term metrics like the past month and quarter show underperformance relative to the broader sector. This could signal operational hiccups or loss of momentum that long-term investors need to monitor. Finally, their reliance on physical stores, even with digital growth, leaves them exposed to retail's ongoing struggles. The earnings call mentioned store optimization, but closing underperforming locations isn't a quick fix. It's a slow grind that could weigh on results in the medium term. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for Bath & Body Works to shine if they play their cards right. Their push into digital and e-commerce, as noted in the Q4 earnings call, is a massive opportunity. With retail shifting online faster than ever, their investments in technology and marketing could drive significant growth, especially if they nail the customer experience. Geographic expansion is another area to watch. Revenue breakdowns by region show a heavy U.S. focus, but there's untapped potential in international markets. If they can replicate their domestic success abroad, we could see a nice boost to their top line over the next few years. Product innovation is also on the table. Their revenue by product category highlights strength in core lines, but diversifying or introducing trending wellness products could capture new demographics, think younger consumers who are all about self-care these days. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages and industry benchmarks. For long-term investors, this suggests the stock isn't wildly overpriced, leaving room for upside if they execute on growth plans. That's the kind of setup that gets me excited about a potential buy and hold. Threats. Now let's talk about the storm clouds on the horizon. The biggest threat is the broader retail environment. The consumer cyclical sector is notoriously sensitive to economic downturns, and with inflation and interest rates still in play, discretionary spending on non-essentials like scented candles could take a hit. Industry performance data shows volatility, and Bath & Body Works isn't immune. Competition is another beast they've got to wrestle with. Specialty retail is crowded, with players big and small vying for the same consumer dollars. If they can't differentiate through pricing or innovation, they risk losing market share. Their high debt levels, which I mentioned earlier, amplify external risks. If economic conditions worsen or interest rates climb further, servicing that debt could eat into profits and limit flexibility for growth initiatives. Lastly, the earnings call hinted at ongoing supply chain pressures. While they're managing costs, any escalation in logistics or raw material costs could squeeze margins, and for a company already juggling debt, that's a real concern for long-term stability. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Bath & Body Works is a company with a strong foundation. Think loyal customers, solid profitability, and a knack for capitalizing on key sales periods. But, and this is a big but, they're not without challenges. That debt load and short-term performance dips are red flags, and the retail sector's unpredictability doesn't help. On the bright side, their digital push and potential for international growth offer a compelling case for long-term upside if they can execute. Valuation-wise, they're not screaming buy or sell right now, but there's enough here to keep them on your radar. For you long-term investors, my take is this. Bath & Body Works has the bones of a solid portfolio holding, but it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. Keep an eye on how they manage that debt and whether their digital transformation pays off in the next few quarters. Retail is a roller coaster, but with the right moves, this could be a steady compounder in your wealth-building journey. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus the full SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Bath & Body Works as a long-term winner, or are you steering clear? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.